Hachette Audio presents The Conservative Sensibility, written by George F. Will, read by Peter Ganim. To the memory of Barry Goldwater, he was the cheerful malcontent who showed that it is possible to wed that adjective and that noun. I do not mean to say that the scenes of the revolution are now or ever will be entirely forgotten, but that, like everything else, they must fade upon the memory of the world and grow more and more dim by the lapse of time. At the close of that struggle, nearly every adult male had been a participator in some of its scenes. The consequence was that of those scenes, in the form of a husband, a father, a son, or a brother, a living history was to be found in every family. But those histories are gone. They can be read no more forever. They were a fortress of strength. But what invading foemen could never do, the silent artillery of time has done: the leveling of its walls. Abraham Lincoln, address before the Young Men's Lyceum of Springfield, Illinois, January 27, 1838. Preface. John A. Wheeler, 1911 to 2008, a theoretical physicist at Princeton University, was fond of this aphorism: time is nature's way of stopping things happening all at once. When he shared this with Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal of Great Britain, Rees responded with an aphorism of his own: God invented space so that not everything had to happen in Princeton. Some interesting things do have Princeton pedigrees, and they continue to reverberate in America's political arguments. Introduction. Princeton, 1777. It did not have to turn out as it did. The antecedent of the pronoun could be almost anything, but in this case it was a battle that is an exhilarating illustration of contingency in history. In the American Revolutionary War, the fate of a continent and of an idea was at stake in a protracted conflict involving military forces that were, compared to those of the Napoleonic Wars in Europe less than a generation later, astonishingly small. The war was won, in large measure, through the skillful maneuvering, which often meant retreating, by George Washington, who lost most of the not very numerous battles in which he directly engaged British forces. One of the battles he won might, if he had lost it, have ended the war.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?